like sunshine. Sometimes devotion and sometimes deceit. The ones that you care for give you so much pain. Oh, but it's all right. They're gone.
Hello. Yes, you hear it. We're getting ready. They're getting ready to do some tunes.
Ooh, we ready.
We got this. So we have Michelle and Armin here live on the WMFO 91.5 FM, Tufts Freeform Radio, if you are just tuning in. And we are doing, they are doing a live set.
Sorry. You are
I'm collecting all of this from that guided meditation. Woo! So, okay. Why don't we just get into it? Do you guys have anything to say? Or you just want to bump right into it?
Yeah, we'll bump in. I'll just do a little, like, I'm picking up on that guided meditation. Some of the words you used made me think this is perfect to do now. So, whenever you're ready, Armin, we're just going to take a breath, take a moment.
Oh, I just wanted to say, actually, now I remember, before I was doing the show, I kept having, sometimes I'll have messages come in, please. And I kept hearing the word imagine.
Yeah.
And now it's coming back to me. Oh my God, this is awesome. Thank you. Yes. Okay, let's do this. So whenever you're ready, boom. Yes.
Imagine there's no heaven. It's easy if you try. No hell below us. Above us only sky. Imagine all the people living for today. Imagine there's no countries. It isn't hard to do. Nothing to kill or die for. And no religion too. Imagine all the people living life in peace. You may say I'm a dreamer. Oh, but I'm not the only one. I hope someday you will join us, and the world will be as one. Imagine no possessions. Easy if you can. No need for greed or hunger. A family of humans. Imagine all the people sharing all the world. You may say I'm a dreamer. Oh, but I'm not the only one. I hope someday you will join us, and the world will live as one. Yeah, I hope someday you will join us. And the world will live as one.
Thank you so much for that. Oh my God.
Wow.
Thank you.
The nervousness.
It's okay. It's all good.
Please come tell me the experience going on right now.
I'm feeling like a vibration internally that's kind of insane.
So
the rush.
With how shaky I was, having practiced it so much, just being in flow of everything, it was really hard to not be on point. Like, I was like, wow, I mean, I made a few mistakes, but it was okay. Like, I kept with the flow, and it just felt so good.
And for me,
good.
It's not even about mistakes. I was just feeling a good vibe throughout and bringing the message. So, like, tapping into the guided meditation, and you were like, imagine this, and imagine that, and imagine this white light, and imagine all of these things. And
I love when she sings when I play. I'm sorry. Just
like no, that's the other part of it. We vibe with each other to such a degree. It's a little ridiculous. Like
it's visible.
And I love having someone who really likes to hear me talk and sing.
It's really a pleasure. Like
what
I'm
a
not,
blessing.
She thinks I gas her, but
it's a gift. It's a gift.
No, it's real.
Oh, it is real. No, I feel it. That's why I don't
she
deny
thinks
it.
I gas it up.
No, I don't. I never said you did.
It's not gassing nothing.
No, I know.
I know when someone's blowing smoke, and he is not blowing smoke. He's very genuine. I can tell when someone's doing that. So he knows he can't fool. So there's a level of truth that I can accept, and it's actually forced me to take a compliment. Like it's not an easy thing for us to take compliments in this life, and a lot of people are like, oh no, and it took a lot for me to not minimize myself and oh stop, no go ahead, tell me, I like it, I like hearing it, thank you, the feedback is beautiful.
Oh, there you go.
Thank you.
It's true though what you say, like it's hard to take the compliment when someone tells you you're doing really well and you don't necessarily feel that way, but you're getting that reassurance, and then for it to happen time and time again, and I mean look where we're at right now.
And Mariah was instrumental for me with that. One of our readings prior, you were like letting go of the perfectionism, mm-hmm. and just letting things flow, and like and embracing the mistakes, quote unquote, like letting things flow and
yep.
really being okay with everything that comes out, because obviously there is no such thing as a perfect performance, right?
Exactly.
No, that felt killer. That
but that felt
killer.
Amazing to me, because we were authentically ourselves and we were bringing a vibration and grounded and all of the requirements that we talk about when we're putting our intentions into when we rehearse and when we're like getting ready for today.
It's amazing. Like you weren't even on for like half of a second and I already got two thumbs up, you know? And
really?
So, yeah,
thank you guys.
not even within a half of a second. So, but I won't fiddle with that. I'll see later what's going on.
I love it.
But like, yes.
It's not us that are the two. That's the best part. It's not me and Armin giving the thumbs up. That's my favorite part of that. Thank you guys, whoever gave us the thumbs up.
Right.
It's really very much appreciated.
And like, okay.
Seriously though, thank you guys for tuning in. Like, yeah. This is amazing to be able to play for people and for you guys to be listening in right now. It's truly a blessing. Thank you.
And thank you. And
this
so
is so sick.
Because then I know you haven't done this in a while.
Yeah.
You were talking about, and so you know to be able to, I'm curious what you're feeling right now, being able to come back, because we've had so many discussions about you know Michelle getting back into this, and it's been years since she's done this. So you know I'm curious how that felt.
We
you know
about the comeback
for the
yesterday.
For the
it feels
comeback
so right. We were talking
okay,
about how
good.
Many years it's been.
Good.
I was trying to tally and I was like, I don't know, it's over a decade. It's maybe 12-13 years since I've sang publicly. It's something that when I don't do it, I don't feel myself. And so part of me was just really out of balance for a very long time.
Mm-hmm.
But years ago, I started manifesting a music partner. Years ago, I knew I needed to bring this out energetically for myself, for everyone who's listening, who's vibing with it. I just felt like maybe this is my calling. Like, who am I to say? You know, like, we all go through these things. Like, who am I to be the singer? Well, who am I not to be?
Thank you for adding that, because you know how much of this goes through people's heads and it's
right.
not visible, and
that's
it's not they're like, yes, I'm a musician, yes, mm-hmm. I'm you know I play instruments, but then in the back of their head there's this constant judgment
yeah.
going on.
The
and
imposter syndrome
self-doubt.
Is serious.
Oh.
Yeah, imposter syndrome, when you feel like a fraud even though you know you've got some chops and some skills but you still feel like you're faking it. That's actually, I think, a natural way of feeling. It's a humility level. It's a modesty. Because I know how good I am, but at the same time, I'm not trying to come from that place.
Yeah.
And so I'm trying to feel. I'm trying to be. I'm trying to, just exude and radiate.
Not be better than.
Yeah, there's no competition.
Exactly.
It's a competition of myself from the day prior. You know, it's the moment prior.
Yeah.
And to constantly be bringing my best self in each moment.
I
That's
love
the striving.
This.
Without striving. The effortless striving, right?
Who would have known that day in Trader Joe's that I exchanged info with Michelle and we would be here doing this?
Do we want to just briefly touch on how that came to pass over years?
So, yeah. So, when what? I don't remember exactly.
So I've been working there nearly 9 years.
Okay.
And you were shopping always, like at least once a week. And I would see this force of nature. She would come and be dancing in front of the banana tree with her Beats by Dre earphones and these muffs on her head, and she's got rainbow extensions and glitter and sparkles, and she is just being her true self. She is not afraid of what anyone thinks of her. She is just letting it fly, and I admire that so much. Aww. That is a level of spirit that I see. I want to be like that. I have issues of shyness that I'm constantly working on, so seeing you like that lets me be free to be me. And so that's why I'm drawn to people that are just truly themselves. And so you've always had that vibration. And, you know, I would just say, hey, or like, I like your, like, I would start grooving alongside to you. Like, I didn't know what you were listening to, but I was picking up on what you were dancing to. And I'd start dancing to, like, no music, right? And that was kind of our interaction for many years, just a little touch, a little touch, a little touch. And then you came to my register one time, and I was like, it had been at least 5 years since, you know, all of that, maybe even 7 years. I mean, who's counting? Who cares? But really, like, I was like, I have an opportunity. I was like, what do you do for work? And when you were like, I'm a medium, I'm like, oh, we got to book a reading. I love that stuff. I have been doing, like, receiving readings for a long time. I've been tapping into my own psychic abilities in a practicing, practical way for many years, and have come to terms with my own gifts, and I'm growing into them. And so when I see someone who's professional, who's out there, who's confident to say it, I get really excited. Aww. And so when we exchanged information, and that's when we made our first session exchange, really, when we were like, okay, let's see what this is about. And you weren't sure about the Reiki because the touch thing and being comfortable with someone laying on hands.
Yeah.
And so there exactly. was a level of agreement and permission and getting to know. So I'll let you kind of...
I don't let no one touch me. Let me tell you something. I just don't. I don't. I'm not. The energy is too much. It's a me thing. It's not. Mm-hmm. It's me picking up on, you know, because I'm so sensitive. Yeah. And when, you know, I don't know when the breakthrough happened, but it was just like, the injuries. Mm. And so it just got to a point where I was like, okay, I need to let someone in. I need to be able to trust another human being to heal me. And because, you know, I'm always doing the healing. So I'm just like, mm-mm.
You needed to break through.
And I need, but that's the thing is that she was the lesson that I needed to allow someone else to, you know, be able to come through as a channel. And not just always try to be strong and rely on myself and be like, I can do it, I can do it. It gets to a point where you're just like, oh, you can do it, and you start breaking.
Yeah.
So it was the level of vulnerability and humility, all of those beautiful things that our body teaches us when when our body aches and we have pains and physical, you know, ailments. That's exactly what it teaches us. I'm telling you, there's nothing that I've experienced that's gonna humble your buns down more than an injury. Yeah. And so
absolutely.
And yeah, and so when this happened, I can tell you, it was just an ongoing thing since 2020. After a couple of sessions with Michelle, I got to a point where I was just like, oh my God, I've never felt so flexible, so light on my feet in the longest time since I got my injury in 2020 after I did the sessions with her. And I couldn't even believe, believe it.
It was amazing.
And I was just like, and it was also too a level of, I feel it, I believed she opened, it was beyond just the touch, it was opening me up. Thank it you. Was me ready. Since she opened, put her hands on me, I was ready to see things that I wasn't willing to see before. Yes. I was willing to not be stubborn. She removed the stubbornness, so now I could receive messages. It's like, okay, are you ready to hear this? Are you ready to hear why this is happening to you? Right? Are you ready to hear why this is not going away and that why this is reoccurring? So I would get that information, and it's like, because I was ready and I could tackle it from there. I mean, yes, we do need, you know, material world treatment. Yes, that is necessary. But for me, it's always been for me that it's a spiritual thing. And within my heart, I believe it all, because anytime I'm in a good mood and high vibration, it's like everything starts healing. Mm-hmm. And then when I'm stressed out, it's like things hurt. Mm-hmm. So
the tightness, Yeah,
exactly.
Like, your vibration lowers too, so you're giving way yes. to like illness, disease, all yeah. that stuff starts to.
And I want to just kind of reiterate where you were going with that, because I mean, a lot of people will be like, oh, Michelle has magic hands, I need to get work by her. But well, let me tell you, it's your level of openness to receiving. Mm. I'm here to get you out of your way. You do your own healing. This is true for any energetic yep. modality. Yes. Healers are not healing you. We are helping you get out of your own way so you can heal yourself.
Absolutely. 100%. It's the same principle for mediumship.
Exactly.
You know,
and there's a level of like a healer needing a healer.
Exactly.
I go through those times where I'm like, I need some work. Mm-hmm. Where does the healer go mm-hmm. to heal? Who, yep. who do they have? And so that's where it's lovely to have advanced friends who have abilities like... to be able to exchange body work, energy work, psychic readings.
Beautiful.
It's really
it's
such a
so
gift
beautiful.
Because it helps open us up. It helps balance us. For me, Reiki is a balancing modality. Whenever I'm out of balance, I can exhibit symptoms of any illness at all, any mental imbalance at all. Every label has been applied and will apply if I am out of balance. And that's something that I've learned about myself, and I embrace it fully. And I firmly feel that it is one of those things to manage. That is one of those jobs that I have, is to be so energetically like in myself that I can feel if I'm out of alignment, if I sense those imbalances coming on, that I put the brakes on it with some self-care, make sure I've eaten, hydrated, am I rested? The very basics, the very logistics of running this human machine that we're in, because we are just spirits in these bodies, and these bodies have some limitations, unfortunately, and they need stretching, and they need massage, and they need adjusting, and a lot of that comes into play. So for me, the healing journey is all of those levels. It's the physical, the mental, the emotional, and the spiritual rebalancing throughout. And every day, something can knock you off your game. Every day, there's a moment, a situation, it's a test, it's a lesson. Why is this happening for me? Not why is this happening to me?
Yep.
And so we take that gift, that challenge, and we rise up. And we say, okay, what am I here for? Why is this happening? Oh, because I actually just need to calm down. In fact, if I just breathe, the answer will come. But if I start feeling scattered and tapped into that out of balance feel, and if I don't take care of myself fairly immediately, oh, it starts to go down that path even more. It's worse. It's funny how it gets tangled up.
Yep.
And so I love when I can have that moment of awareness and kind of untangle the threads, really relax, allow things. Because when you think about the entanglement versus the fluidity, when the energy is trying to come through you, if you're all tangled up and twisted and tense and stressed, how can that energy flow through your chakras from above? How can it get to the ground? There's no straight path when you're tense. But if you're breathing and you're easy and you're flowing, suddenly, all of a sudden, it can just flow right through those chakras and get right into the ground and take out anything that's not serving you anymore and fill you up with all the goodness and love.
Amen. No, amen to that. Absolutely. You said it. So, oh my God. You opened up this whole world to me, because now I'm aware more of when things are happening and I'm feeling these things in my body. Now it's not like right away, like, oh, great. Now I got to go see this. I got to go to the doctor. You know, it's this, okay, take a moment and understand why this is happening. Sometimes it's to a point of you're not singing enough. Mm-hmm. You're not drawing enough. You're not saying yes to this project.
Yes.
You're not, you have a vision right now that you're trying to, that you said you committed to yourself to do. You're not doing it. So guess what we're going to do? We're going to, you know, you asked for this. So we're going to, like you said, not what's happening to me, what's happening for me. Mm-hmm. You asked for this, you wanted this. So, hey, we're here to kind of help you. So sometimes these injuries or these ailments, they're not necessarily to punish us. It has to do with what we've asked prior for our spirits to evolve. And sometimes we don't realize it. We're sometimes in our prayer and we're like, we're praying over and over and over for something to happen or something for us. And then all of a sudden it comes in a different form. And then, boom. And it's just like, you can learn so much from your body.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many things. And being hurt, I've learned love. I've asked over and over. They're like, okay, you want some? You got it. And I was like, oh, no. But it helped me learn, because I desperately am always, how can I be more loving? How can I be more loving? That's what I'm always asking, you know?
And you said it, the ability to greet it neutrally. When an injury happens, instead of getting really negative, oh God, not again, mm-hmm. or oh, I just fixed that, why now? To be like, okay, this is happening. I understand what is this telling me? Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it's like a genie in the bottle type situation, yes. where you ask for, in your case, I know the story you've told me where you've asked for a break and what happened, you broke your ankle.
I dislocated my heel.
There you go.
You know, that was how I got into Reiki.
It wasn't necessarily that I asked for a break, but recently I got sick. It put me out.
Yeah, you needed a
for
rest.
A while, and I needed that rest.
You needed to slow down. You were go.
So it's not always that you ask for it, but you ask for the thing that you want and you get the thing that you need.
Exactly.
And the perspective is on you to see it, which way, whether it's happening to you or for you, right?
Mm-hmm. So. 100%. And it's just, it's so good to be able to open up when these things happen instead of falling back to woe is me. When mm-hmm. we can learn from it and we can, you know, because sometimes it's not easy. Mm-mm. When you don't have this information, mm-hmm. oh my God, you could just make things worse and worse for yourself with these negative thoughts. So
I'm trying to control. Yeah, go ahead.
Tell me about it.
No,
go.
Sorry. It was just that term information. It's like the knowledge, having knowledge. Knowledge is power, you know. The more you know about something, the more you know how things work down to like, you know, molecular level or whatever. It just... the language, the words, it becomes easier to create a reality that isn't the one that you're suffering from. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you can create a new one.
Because you're putting these things out there. It's like words are magic, you know, so.
You named it. Oh, my God.
Can we play a song about magic?
Absolutely. So, yeah. So why don't we take a break?
Yeah, that would be perfect. And then we can come in with another one.
Let's take a break. I want to hear about magic and feel. Oh, my God. I'm so excited for all of this. I'm still in excitement mode. I love just hearing and watching you guys play and perform. It's just so, it's so relaxing.
And thank you for everyone tuning in, quite frankly, because having an audience is really a thrill for us. And if you're still liking this and you're still listening, really thank you. It's just going to get better.
We're just
getting in the
we're
the
just
first
getting warmed
that.
Up
this is the first part
she said
and
that.
And yeah
that's it
and stay tuned because we got the supernatural live mediumship reading here with these lovely souls and thank you for doing this publicly
thank you for giving us the platform
seriously that's because
it. And thank you Tufts thank you Tufts University
thank you Tufts
and Freeform Radio
this is
and FM
this is so
where
cool
this place
Tufts.
Love this
I would
place.
Love with this place
I love this place
I call this place home
I gotta say the energy of this studio is so fantastic
I told
you
I told
said
you
I love it and I feel it the
you
analog
can feel it.
Vibe there are racks on racks on racks and stacks on stacks on stacks of vinyl and CDs
music
this is
history,
speaking to me
and oh my God
it's beautiful here
oh so please stay tuned so much more coming up and I just wanted to say thank you so much because when you do the live readings it helps other people because other people can see feel for themselves whether this is something they want to do because people do have a hard time just being like I'm just supposed to trust a medium and give this person or the psychics my money and da 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 and it's just like listen you can tune in if they want to call in and have a free experience don't feel pressured about you know the payments and the money and da 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 first feel if it's for you and then you can dive more into that later you know if this is for you but it really helps people because I've had people tell me, you know, I want to call in, not ready. Then they're like, I'm finally ready because they see people doing it and they're having a connection. I'm not just showing them, look, it works. No, they are feeling it for themselves. So thank you.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you so much.
All right. Let's get some classical in here.
Ooh.
Yes. Is this? Yes. Some Mozart.
Oh, girl.
Yes.
My homie Mozart.
Yes,
oh my
boy. Woo! So tune in. You're not gonna want to miss this Paranormal Playground Sounds. We're here till 5. Love you. and you are here listening to the Paranormal Playground Sounds on on 90, I know, right? It's it's so good. A 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Test Reform Radio.
What was that?
That was, that just popped up right now.
Yeah.
Eckhart Hoped. I can't even pronounce that. Yeah, Shazam that. No.
No, I'm going to write it down, though.
It's okay, so Eckhart, H-A-U-P-T.
Oh.
And then it's a very long name, so get ready. Sonata for violin and piano number 10 in B flat major. Yeah, I told you.
It's like a Trader's product name.
There's more to it, but I'm not even going to.
No, yeah. No, that's perfect. Thank you.
Thank you.
Wait, the one that just popped up?
The flute.
Okay, good.
Bit.
Yes, yeah. Yes. I love it. I love it. Yes.
Reasons for everything.
Yes.
Inspiration.
Yeah.
Oh, speaking of inspiration and all of this, so do you guys buy vinyl at all?
I have a collection.
Yeah, I have.
Okay.
I have a player.
So if you are embarking on your new rejoined vinyl obsession, please go to Stereo Jacks because they are down. They're literally just down the street.
Oh, yeah.
They're in Ball Square, right here in Medford. So Stereo Jacks is funny because I just discovered they were down the street and I was just like, oh my God, the guy, his name's Chris, one of the workers, he has such great energy. He immediately was like, thank you so much for coming in. He's like, hey, give us a shout out on the radio if you can. I gave him, a shout out. I was like, everybody go to Stereo Jacks. And then he reported back to me that one of his friends told him that they heard me giving their store a shout out. So I was like, my God, yes, people listen.
It works.
And so, but it's just, I'm so excited about this. So it's just, it's a wonderful place.
And it's so important to support small businesses. Please, everyone, get out there and keep it open, please.
Exactly. Yeah. So,
and it's worth it because to see the artwork on vinyl, like that's, for me, the experience, if you've never thumbed through a vinyl store's collection.
Yes.
If you've never had the pleasure of seeing all the old album covers and realizing how prolific these musicians are and how it's just wax and grooves and how it makes music when you put a needle on it. What is that miracle?
Exactly. And the pricing is great. Mm-hmm. And I heard you mention samples. So sampling things.
Yeah,
so
sampling, yeah.
That made me think of Stereo Jacks and how I just recently got vinyl to sample. So,
beautiful.
You know, go down there if you want.
Okay.
All right, so you guys gonna get into your?
Yeah, I think so.
Yes, let's do this.
Yeah, we're gonna get into position here.
Okay.
So I'll say a little something because it's a very different vibration from the first song we did. It's not a Beatles song. It's not a John Lennon song.
Okay.
It's
I love this.
It's a mystery.
My jaw just dropped when she showed me the video to this. When you started singing this, I was like, oh my God.
You said it was one of your favorite songs. So this one is for you. We dedicate this one to Mariah.
Yeah, let's see if anyone can guess it. I'm sure
they'll guess it. It's whether or not we do it justice because this song is amazing.
This is
amazing. Okay.
Yes.
All right, we're just going to take a moment because this is something really important. I mean, you know, regardless of the venue, it's important to take a moment to make sure our wires are in position so we don't tug on ourselves, to make sure the mic is in position so you can hear us, to take a moment of breath, make sure we're in tune, make sure we're going to set the right tempo and pace for this beauty.
Stay connected.
Yeah, so important. Staying connected.
Here it's an interesting necklace.
Yeah.
It's my traveler stone.
His traveler stone. I'm going to parrot him because he's not near the microphone, so... It's his traveler stone.
It's my traveler stone.
Nice.
With my Odin rune on it.
Yes, Odin.
Yeah, very powerful.
All right.
Whenever you're ready.
We get these rules
else to follow that and this, these and those. No one knows. We get these pills to swallow, how they stick in your throat. Tastes like gold. Oh, what you do to me? No one knows. And I realize you're mine. Indeed, a fool am I. And I realize you're mine. Indeed, a fool am I. I journey through the desert of the mind with no hope. I follow I drift along the ocean. Dead lifeboats in the sun. And come undone. Pleasantly caving in, I come undone. And I realize you're mine. Indeed, a fool am I. I realize you're mine. Indeed, a fool am I. Heaven smiles above me. What a gift here below. But no one knows the gift that you give to me. No one knows.
Oh my God, that was amazing.
It's so fun to sing that one.
Oh, it's so fun hearing you sing that.
That was amazing.
Thank you. Oh man, all right.
Thank you guys.
Thank you. I love that song and I love when you do it. Oh my God, the cover is great.
Thank you. I wish this wire wasn't in the way, but otherwise that was so good. Oh my God.
The headphones, the limitations.
It's okay. That was can I just get one of those? Yeah. Like
we do this, like we sing a song and we're like, woo!
Yes. I love it. I love it. Pound it. Do it. Do it up. I'm feeling the love.
Yes.
Thank you.
This is great. Oh, I'm so happy you guys are here. I'm so grateful for all of you. Just so much gratitude for all of this.
It's so good to be here.
Thank you.
So good to be here.
So good. Oh, so would you guys like to go into the readings or do you want like Would you like to go into a musical break?
Are you feeling inspired to do some readings? Because I would love to hear something.
I'm down for some readings.
Yes, we have
no pressure.
We got about we have about an hour.
Yeah.
Oh, we have so much time. Yeah. We have like an hour and like 10. Yeah. Now we're like 10 minutes, so like, oh my God, I'm just so good. Like,
this 3-hour slot was perfect.
We have all the time for what we want to do.
But like, exactly, and I can't believe it just fell so perfectly on today, and you picked the day. You
111.
111. 223.
We're a little crazy with that stuff, but 111 just felt right.
Yes. And you just, I mean, you just knew that because there's a lot of, you know, to be able to take the free space up.
Well, you say I just knew. You're the one that was like, oh, everyone's on break. We can take the time in the studio. And I was like, that's amazing. I didn't plan it.
You orchestrated a lot of this without knowing it.
Yes.
You got the 2-hour time slot after the 1 hour on the New Year. So that was just in line. Amazing how the flow flows, right?
Oh, like, my God.
When you're just tapped in. So this is something like, I'll just mention like why I love that No One Knows song, because to me it's magic and mystery combined. You can get gifts from heaven. You have no idea how much they give you, and the gratitude that you feel, and it's all perfect. And for me, the secret is being still and being neutral, just allowing flow, having my intention set but without attaching to an outcome. Having a desire but not attaching, so that whatever magic spins up, because I never know the how, the what, the specifics. I don't want to limit myself. So to really make that magic happen, I think it's so important to drop all of the logistics, the details, and just put out there what you want, what and why, for the right reasons. Like, we want to bring this music to people so they can feel how we feel when we hear it in our core.
To feel flow like we feel when we play this music.
Yeah.
Like
when I read
these lyrics, it the song is about flow. Mm-hmm. You know, we get some rules to follow, that and this, these and those. It's like these are all things that you can fight against, or if you go with the flow, you know, it's like heaven smiles above me, what a gift here below. It's funny how the song starts and ends with like you know, like, tastes like gold, or what you do to me, no one knows. It's no one knows. Like, you don't need to know to go with the flow. Mm-hmm. The waves don't need to know what they're doing next. They're doing their
thing. And the band themselves, from what I understand, will not define what the song means.
No.
And I like that they don't, because I have my own interpretation. Hopefully they respect what I'm bringing to it. I hope they hear it, kind of. It's one of those things where I just love it so much that I just want to bring that feeling that I get from it. And my hope is that it resonates with the original author.
They actually have a song called Go With The Flow.
Yeah,
and so
absolutely.
It's like, yeah,
I was thinking
of course.
That too.
Yeah, that whole album is so ethereal. And what you said about the song, it's interesting because I've never really analyzed it, because I'll hear songs, I'm like, oh, that's exactly what it's about. But that's the feeling I got from it. I didn't have to feel like I needed to analyze anything that was going on. It just connected with me. And the way you broke it down is the first time that I'm actually understanding why I actually like that song, and why a lot of people like it and connect with it. And so it makes so much sense. So thank you. See,
this is
why I love Michelle. She's just like that. You ever feel like you're like, oh, that's like another part of my consciousness that I wouldn't say, but I would say in another form. So thank you for reminding me.
That was lucky. But that's actually the background that I have. I was an English lit major.
Oh.
And I like poetry a lot, and I like to know what the meaning is, because if I can't understand it, I get a little bit like,
okay,
well, what is that? I want to be in tune with what they meant. I don't want to get it wrong.
Yeah.
But then I realized that there's not a lot of wrong in art.
Yeah,
this song is a big example of that,
yeah.
I think.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Really, because we've talked about that before, the meaning of it, what it, like, trying to pinpoint it and realizing, coming to that realization. No one knows. It's in the name of the song, you know. You don't know what it's about, but it resonates with you.
Mm-hmm. It makes you feel good.
It does.
And it's almost like it doesn't matter. Do you have to know? You know, like, again, coming back to that, like,
and it's how
do
it
you
makes
have
you
to
feel.
Know?
Oh, my God.
Because when you let go of having to know, and it's like that, heaven smiles above me, you know, like, pleasantly caving in, I come undone, I'm surrendering the not having the knowledge, and just
I'm like chomping at the bit to say this thing because I'm like, oh, we've said surrender so many times. And I'm like, surrender and acceptance. This is such a big one for growth and healing. When you finally, and the joke about you have to break before you can have a breakthrough. There's a level of relenting and just collapsing into the exhaustion of your life sometimes.
In a journey through the desert.
Yeah. And you just get into a place where you're just collapsed. And that's the beauty point. That is the crux when you are in flow because you have kind of broken a little bit. You are resting, you are still, and you can't allow anything to happen because you are so in need of a reset. Mm. And so you surrender to the forces. You're not giving up. It's not a weakness. You're surrendering, you're allowing, and then you're accepting with grace what comes. And so that's the flow. That's the magic of being in flow. When you can surrender instead of trying to control things, instead of an outward lashing at the resistance, when you resist what is happening, that is the source of stress. That is where illness starts to develop. Just no more resistance. Mm. Just allow. Just surrender. Accept. Go with the flow.
It's kind of nice knowing you don't have all the control, to be honest.
It really feels good to know that you don't know.
And it's funny because I'm just realizing why it was so perfect for you to sing that. Now I wasn't expecting you to pump that out, but I'm so happy that you did. But look at where this conversation led to about because of this song. And I never would imagine in a million years I'd have this conversation about that song. No one knows the way that I'm having it right now. See, this is what it's all about.
This is what it really is.
You're all listening to WMFO Paranormal Playground Sounds here on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. This is Mariah Merlinite, the Boston Medium. Please stay tuned because we have a whole hour of this. We've got some live
we've got a few more
readings.
Songs.
Yes, we got more live music, live readings. I'm telling you, I come here and time flies when you're having fun. I'm like, I want to be here all day. So.
Me too.
Me too. We'll be back.
Okay, so are you into doing another song and then the readings, or do you want to go right into the readings then the song?
Let's do one more. I feel like we'll feel good if we get to the midpoint and then we can flow into readings if that works for you.
That would absolutely.
This will bring us to a nice little. We did design the set list. We wanted to bring you guys on a journey.
Absolutely. Yeah. Okay, let's go. Let's do it then. You are the break. No, just kidding. Would you like to go into a music break?
We can take a break.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's do this.
Yeah, okay.
Take a moment.
Yes. Absolutely.
Thank you all for listening through our
absolutely
out loud thoughts.
Here we go. I hope you guys like some rockabilly.
The love you gave me was what I need, but now it seems to fade from me. Now this love like a ship, oh yeah, in a stormy sea.
A stormy sea.
A gypsy woman, she read my palm. She said soon that you'd be gone. Yes, I'm sinking like a ship, oh yeah, in a stormy sea.
A stormy sea.
Everybody, everybody, everybody is somebody's fool. You know it, baby, you know it, baby. Yes, you know it's true. My ship of love has sailed till now. Didn't take no chances, sunk anyhow. Threw my love like a ship, oh yeah, in a stormy sea.
A stormy sea.
Of love has sailed till now. Didn't take no chances, sunk anyhow. Through my love like a ship, oh yeah, in a stormy sea.
A stormy sea.
Rest up in your books,
keep a cool head.